This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I have this in landscape mode, so I hope I'm not sideways. Good, I'm not sideways. Fantastic. Okay, here we go, although I don't want to watch myself on sideways mode. So, okay, lots to talk about. I see you guys fight. I see people fight. Fight with their spouses, they fight with their boyfriends, they fight with their girlfriends. And you guys don't know how to fight. You guys are such amateurs. Dang, you know, I need to school you guys a little bit. And I am an expert. I am very good at fighting. Anybody who has ever gotten into a fight with me has lost. And I shouldn't brag about that because that kind of goes against my advice. Okay, the key to fighting is letting the other person think they're going to win. But I can be really honest. I'm really honest about my life, right? You know, Corey and I have been married for 20-some years. I don't know the accuracy of the years because I'm still trying to tell people I'm in my 20s. I got to be really careful on, you know, being that open about how long I've been married. Otherwise, it sounds like you married a 3-year-old. But let's just say we've been married a really, really long time. And I don't know why he's still with me. I mean, I can't cook. I'm horrible in bed. Not really sure why he's, you know, stayed with me, but he has. And I think the reason why is we know how to fight. Now, I didn't know how to fight in the way beginning. In the way beginning of our marriage, no, did not know how to fight. Because I'm very competitive. Very competitive. And so is he. And so the whole premise to a fight was, well, one of us has to win. And I don't know what he was thinking, but my goal was I wanted him to never fight with me again. If I could end it, right, and just put him to shame in a fight, he won't fight with me again. That was my thinking. And so I would, you know, let him throw BBs and, you know, just and then go to the machine gun. And, you know, I was like, you know, I just played it cool. And then he would just keep going and keep escalating, and then I would just pull the pin, just kind of kick the grenade, right, over to the couch, and boom, and just end it, you know, and be like, oh, I got this. Okay, so yeah, maybe I won the fight. Maybe I won the fight, but that doesn't help a marriage. And I see so many marriages fall apart because people don't know how to fight. And listen, if you keep losing a fight, that's not fun. You're not going to always want to feel wrong. You know, and I know there's a lot of people out there going, oh my gosh, you know, I'll never fight with my wife because I'm always going to lose. I don't want you in fear of your wife or husband or partner. I don't want you living in fear. And so whenever it comes to a fight, you know, and how to fight, what you need to do is you need to mentally take the high road. When somebody's emotional and somebody's mad, they're going to lose control. And a person losing control in a fight will always lose. I don't know if you guys have done martial arts or Krav Maga or whatever, but they always talk about, you know, being in control. Once you start to let emotion come into play or whatever, you lost. You lost before the fight even started. So what you need to do is see the fight from the outside. So let's say you guys are fighting. Let's say you're married to somebody who spends a lot of money. Okay? And it happens. And they just spend and they spend. And you start to engage in a fight. And you want to tell them to stop spending money. All right? And you guys get into a fight. And so you start to say, you're spending too much money. Okay, no. Take a step back. Okay? While they're talking and whatever, just take a step back. And go, okay, what is it that I'm really upset about? What is it that I'm worried about? It's not that they're spending too much money. You're worried about your retirement. You're worried about, you know, you can't make the money fast enough for it to, you know, before it gets spent. So then if that's the concern, bring the fight down, bring it down to where you guys talk about, all right, well, you know, I'm worried about retirement. Why don't we be positive And what are we going to do for retirement? Yelling at somebody to stop spending, that's not going to make it work. But if you give your partner a goal to work towards retirement, you know, maybe they're bored. Maybe they're spending money because they're bored. You know, or find out why they're spending money. What is it? Are they unhappy? Are they going through a midlife crisis? Okay, so let's say you guys always have to spend Christmas with the in-laws. And you now can't stand Christmas anymore. And you don't want to always spend time, you know, at the in-laws. Well, you guys are going to fight. You're going to fight about it. And you're never going to win. Well, maybe take a step back, right? And tell them what it is you really, really want. Well, you know, I want to enjoy Christmas. I'm finding I'm not enjoying Christmas anymore. That's huge. You know, maybe your spouse will work with you on that. Now, sometimes you have a spouse where there's just no way. There is just no way. It has to be their way, and that's it. Well, don't divorce them yet, okay? What you do in that case is you make sure you give them a win. But give them a win that you don't care about. So let's say with this Christmas thing, let's say with, you know, spending Christmas. Now, I have to spend it with my family. Christmas has to be with my family. All right. Okay. So, all right. Give them a little bit of win of, you know what? You know, Christmas is important. It is family time. It is. It is family time. And it's your family. I was wrong. Well, yeah, you were wrong. You were kind of, yeah. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to surprise you and go away and take you someplace romantic, you know, for Christmas. I thought, you know, going someplace exotic would be, you know, oh, well, that's an idea. I didn't say that, but it just give them a win. Sometimes tell them that what they say is right. So, like, my husband and I will fight, and he's like, well, you work all the time. Say yes. I don't have to always say he's wrong. I'd be like, yeah, I do. I work a lot. I'm a workaholic. I love to work. I do. And, you know, you're right. Thank you for bringing that up. But, and then you just go in with what you want, okay? So you got to learn how to give them their ins. And, you know, the quiet game, we play quiet all the time. You know, what's the opposite of love? It's not hate. It's apathy. And so a lot of times we'll try to hurt our partner by being quiet. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm not going to say anything, or I'm just going to be, you know, just to get them mad and get them more mad and get them more mad. And you feel better making your spouse mad. Look, I'm not stupid, okay? You know, when you live with somebody and, you know, you can't fight with your boss and you can't fight with your best friends, you're going to fight with your spouse because you want to fight. We're humans. We need to fight. We always need to kind of have that competition going on, you know. So, you know, there are ways to kind of make you feel better, but there's a smarter way to fight and a smarter way to get your win. That's all I'm saying. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, Margaritaville. You guys know the Jimmy Buffett restaurant? Does he own the restaurant Margaritaville? Well, dozens of fans claim that they were sickened while visiting the Dominican Republic in April. And while some actually tested positive for salmonella, the rest, we don't know what's going on. And remember, the Dominican Republic has had a lot of issues recently in terms of people dying from what we think might have been bootleg alcohol. We're going to talk about that. Well, according to Dana Flowers, a local travel agent and member of the Central Oklahoma Parrot Head Association, 4 or 5 days we were having a good time, and then by the middle of the week, people began getting sick. Flowers said 114 parrot heads, they called themselves, descended on the Hotel Rio Palace Macau in Punta Cana. And I've been in Rio Palace, not in Punta Cana. I've been in, I've been in the one in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. But Rio Palace has a really good name to it, and their food is good, and it's fantastic. Unfortunately, 47 of them got sick, including herself, or himself. However, he was not one of the tourists who tested positive for salmonella. He said, I lost 14 pounds during that time, and I was really sick. I can't even explain how sick I was. Now, the majority of the group swam in pools, drank at the pool bar. So Rio Palace, I believe, does the all-inclusive. Have you guys ever done an all-inclusive? Oh, it's nice. All-inclusives are some of my favorite way to travel, but not good if you're trying to lose weight, unfortunately. So basically, everything is you pay per day for unlimited food and drinks. Because you know how on a vacation you kind of ruin it by going, okay, well, I got to spend on this meal, and this meal is expensive, and then, oh, if I have alcohol, then I'm going to... And so when you're on vacation, you want to just think about nothing. You just want to drink. And, you know, alcohol is even free in the rooms. They have these bottles that they refill and spouts. I don't know how clean, you know, a lot of the places keep them, but they're supposed to clean them out and stuff like that. So you have these spouts in the room where you can, you know, fill up your drink and things like that. And it's like unlimited everything. And then at the you can also tip additionally, but tips are supposed to be included too with whatever you spend, or you at the end tip. Kind of like a cruise ship, except with cruise ships, they do nickel and dime you a lot. And so the water is supposed to be filtered because everybody freaks out about drinking, you know, water in foreign countries. And there's buffets, and then there's sit-down restaurants. And the buffets are supposed to follow, you know, they have a lot of staff, and they try to be as meticulous as possible because, again, they don't want to be all over the news like this. And so I can vouch for Rio Palace and Puerto Vallarta being fantastic. And so I think it's a pretty good company. Not sure what the heck happened here. So, oh, by the way, and in the pools, there's swim-up bars. So you can swim and then just go up and drink. And people meet each other and whatever. And I guess in the Dominican Republic, you could drink at the age of 18. Some of them, I think, even let 16-year-olds. So my son goes up to the bar and he tries to lower his voice. Beer, please. And I swim up. I'm like, what? Oh, hell no. I'm his mama. Oh, out of here now. Oh, I'm bringing it to Dad. And he's still with the low voice. Like, you're bringing it to your father. Yeah, I'm like, all right. So you see him walk across the pool or try to swim across the pool with a beer to Dad. And I'm like, give it to me. No, and then you don't have to spill it in the pool. It's kind of a free-for-all when you go out of the country. Like, oh, hell no. We're going to be going to Amsterdam. Well, we're taking the kids to Normandy. We want to see the beaches of Normandy. Then we're going to hit the Disneyland there in France. Because hopefully there's not a lot of lines because everybody's supposed to be still in school in Europe. And then we're going to go up to Amsterdam. And, oh, no, the kids knew about the red light district before I was. I was like, okay, we're going to look at, you know, more World War II history and, you know, when, you know, well, just a whole variety of things I want to see there. And, you know, of course, they're already planning out red light district. And I'm like, okay, guys, come on. All right, this is supposed to be an educational trip. So we'll see. Oh, I'll tell you guys everything. No, well, what I want to do is I want the kids to go to bed. I want to make sure the kids are in bed. And then my husband and I will go and we'll, like, check out the grown-up scene. Although, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if, because apparently you guys know about Amsterdam, right? Everybody says you need to go to the sex show. And they act like, it's like you need to go to the museum. Like, you need to see the Louvre in France. Or, you know, you need to see the Eiffel Tower. People, when they hear that I'm going to Amsterdam, they don't bring up anything that you would, you would think there'd be other tourist destinations that they would suggest we go to, and we're being told you gotta go see a sex show, and I'm like, I can't do that. I can't sit there and watch. I just feel like it's dirty. And what am I supposed to do? I mean, why am I sitting there watching that? I mean, it's not like my husband and I are on, you know, our honeymoon or, you know, whatever, and we could go back to the room. We got our kids with us. So I really don't understand what, but apparently it's something that everybody says, you know, don't come back without seeing that. So I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you guys exactly if we go. The other thing too is I guess I hear there's like lines. So you're standing in line. It just to me does. I mean, look, you know, I've been to multiple cities, and you know, have been in the areas where a lot of the parties are going on. I just, you know, just once somebody takes off their clothes, I'm like, hey, you know what, that's on you. Just you do whatever, you do you, and fine with me. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to sit there and watch it. I kind of am trying to be in, you know, tour mode. I don't want to, you know, I don't know. But if it's something that you can't go to Amsterdam and not see, then I guess I'm going to see one. I'm really not looking forward to it, though. I just think that's creepy. I don't know. What am I missing? What is it? Is it just that you can't see that anywhere else? I don't get it. I mean, there's porn all over the place. It's kind of like, I don't know. So we'll see, but I'll be careful about how to describe it if I do see it. But I'm telling you right now, there's like a 90% chance we're not, because I have like my teenage kids. It's not happening, and I don't know if I trust them being in the hotel room alone. I could just see them try and sneak out, you know, to go window shopping. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. Again, look, and you know, somebody goes, "Why are you going to Amsterdam?" Well, I thought going to Amsterdam was going to be a cultural mecca, and it is. That's the thing. Poor Amsterdam. Nobody ever talks about the other stuff. All right, well, I'll talk about the other stuff. Okay, so back to this, Salmonella. Okay, so Dominican Republic, fantastic. We've talked about it multiple times. It's a popular Caribbean destination. Beautiful island, great beaches. I believe the Dominican Republic also has that old, they close the airports. That was the airport where you would be standing there on the beach and you would be under the planes and you would, and the planes would fly basically over your heads as they would land. And I think they finally closed that off, but it was crazy. And so Flowers, the travel agent, said that while some in his group did consume beverages from the minibar, he did not. He also hinted that he's more likely to fly to Saint somewhere then back to the Dominican Republic. This is according to Fox News. So what's going on with these deaths? Well, we hear from New York Post that cops are investigating whether at least seven tourists who mysteriously died in the Dominican Republic were poisoned by counterfeit booze. Officials want to know who supplied the alcoholic beverages the victims drank in the minutes and hours before their deaths. And they want to make sure there were no chemicals in them, dangerous chemicals. So the FBI is assisting and will take blood samples from the dead back to its research center in Quantico, Virginia. And the Dominican government insists that the fatalities are isolated. But reps for both of the resorts where the victims have died describe the deaths as simple accidents. This happened at the Hard Rock and the Bahia Principe. And so they say most of the deaths obviously are pretty similar. They were healthy adults. Some who just got there, some who were going to leave, and they drank from their hotel room mini bar before getting sick. Five died this year. The family of two others who died in 2018, now they think their loved ones met foul play. Others have reported falling ill but surviving after drinking from their mini bars. So a New York Post reporter, one of the resorts, noticed that the vodka in the room had a strange potent smell resembling pure alcohol. That's scary stuff, because I've drunk it from mini bars. I did it in Puerto Vallarta, and it seemed fine, but I didn't want to do a lot. I took a little rum. I was like, because I could just see, you know, the potential of, well, it's right here, is have more, so I didn't want to. But that's pretty scary to think that it could be bootleg. So we'll keep you posted as we hear more. 1-877-DOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts, in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this was an interesting story coming out of Great Britain. And again, I'm not shocked. The title of this, coming from Daily Mail, is GPs, or, you know, family docs or practitioners, are stuck on a treadmill of patients and are missing deadly disorders because they are too busy filling out paperwork and bean counting. I hear ya. Preach. So, family doctors are seeing a stream of patients that leaves them feeling stuck on a treadmill, according to interviews with GPs. And they're so focused on performing to a certain criteria They are neglecting other tasks, putting their patients' quality of care at risk. The study comes amid an NHS crisis with staff shortages and practice closures reaching record numbers. Mounting workloads over the past few years have left doctors feeling burned out, struggling to keep up, prompting many to retire early. Oh, absolutely. We did not go into medicine to be told what to do and fill out paperwork and all that. Researchers from Barts Health New NHS Trust and the London School of Medicine and Dentistry quizzed 12 doctors in depth about their careers since 1970. Now, again, only 12 doctors, so it's a very, very small sample size. But in the past 30 years or so, they said their work had become increasingly fast-paced with too much work and responsibility. They described a resentment and concern towards performance indicators in GP contracts, which were introduced more than a decade ago. So do you guys see what's going on? All right. Now in medicine, which used to never happen, and, you know, doctors were immune from it. Some people disagree with that. They don't think we should have ever been immune to it, and I see both sides. But we now have to, in addition to the medical board, in addition to the, you know, to have a business license, in addition to our malpractice company and insurance companies, et cetera, we now have to report to an entity that's hiring us. And rather than somebody hiring us, saying, okay, or Medicare, or, you know, any entity that's going to pay us, rather than saying, look, all right, you got a doctor? You want me to save lives? You want me to do the best I can for people, even if they have a, you know, horrible condition, bad prognosis? I'm going to do what I have to do. Let me do. Let me be me. Let me just be. No. We have paperwork and forms and ratings and scales and all sorts of stuff. Guidelines. Well, this is how many times you wrote an antibiotic. And people say, oh, well, they need to stop doing that because, you know, doctors can't be treating everybody like they're cattle. Doctors have to treat everybody individually. The powers that be, they don't care. Because what do they care about? What is their goal? Well, their goal is to, you know, get, you know, their funding from the government or payments from insurance, and they want to save money. So these entities have to prove to those entities that they aren't having doctors doing willy-nilly prescribing or willy-nilly tests. They need to prove that we are doing best practices or which, and I agree, you know, you don't want to sit there and run CAT scans on everybody, but they want to make sure that we are performing at a very financially prudent fashion. Now, medicine, however, doesn't fit that. It doesn't fit that, okay, we'll just follow the guidelines. I agree in checklist medicine. I don't agree in cookbook medicine. But I believe that, yeah, there's a checklist. But the checklist is not to save money. The checklist is to make sure you didn't miss anything. So if somebody comes in with nausea, and you're thinking, all right, well, it's probably stomach bug. On my checklist, I got to make sure that's not a heart attack. Somebody comes in with toothache. On my checklist, I want to make sure that's not referred pain from the heart, because I had somebody who came in with a toothache and it was a heart attack. So my checklist, well, a lot of times have heart, make sure it's not cancer, make sure I'm not missing a tumor, make sure I'm not missing a GI bleed. These are things that I'm concerned about. So I have checklists. Now, my checklists aren't always in sync with the company's checklist. That's a problem. And doctors don't like being told what to do. We went through a crap load of schooling. You don't understand. We burn out before we even get into the field. So anyway, they say one GP described how he almost missed the signs of a woman having a heart attack because he was half listening to them while filling out forms which link outcomes to GP payments. He said, I'm filling in the QOF, the quality and outcomes framework, and half listening to what the patient was saying, and then it was like, blank, she's having a heart attack. I can't say the word, he said blank, but he said the F word. Another said they put so much effort into targets that they're neglecting the other things they should or should be doing. But yeah, I mean, we're losing humanism because we're sitting there dinking around with our paper, dinking around with the computer. Well, are we actually looking at the patient? Are we, you know, holding their hands? And so a lot of doctors originally with electronic health records, they said, look, I'm just going to talk to the patient, then I'm going to come out, and then I'm going to just vomit everything into the computer. Doesn't work. There's no time. You already need to move on to the next patient. And if you do that, you forget what to document. So Professor Helen Stokes Lampert, chair of the Royal College GP, said there wasn't sufficient time for people to safely see the millions of patients a day. She told the Telegraph, for some, these pressures have become too much and many GPs are becoming increasingly burnt out and are putting their own health at risk by struggling on, while others feel as though they have no choice but to leave the profession. So they're trying to recruit 5,000 more GPs by the year 2021. Now, luckily, people are going to medical school, but you have a lot of older folks saying, I'm done. A lot of the more seasoned ones are like, oh, to heck with this. What was it, Cartman on South Park? Screw you guys, I'm going home. So he didn't say it like that, but you know how he says it. So it was revealed in May that some GPs are dealing with more than 100 patients a day, three times the safe limit of 60. The average family doctor has 41 patient contacts in a typical day, so that can include phone calls. But 1 in 10 is more than 60 contacts, and the UK's most senior GP said she sometimes has more than 100 contacts. So you got the growing workloads and all that, and people are like, well, you know, hopefully the patients, you know, make it all worth it. Well, they do until the patients yell at you about stuff. Oh, my gosh. I would say every day I get somebody furious that I'm not giving them an antibiotic, but the guidelines tell me I'm not supposed to, and I can't, you know, over the phone, you know, be convinced that what you have is bacterial, and I don't want to perpetuate, you know, antibiotic resistance. So when I have to decline them an antibiotic, they get mad and they get nasty. Nasty. And so, yeah, after a while, doctors are like, why am I doing this? You know? So the Royal College of GP predicts 762 GP practices across the UK is going to close in the next 5 years. Now, why am I talking about, you know, England? Well, because we're trying to mimic what England has. We are trying to mimic their healthcare system. That's a problem. That's not going to work for us. If I hear of doctors wanting to bail now in America, when we have a semi-socialized, you know, pseudo-private system, what the hell's going to happen when we go Medicare for all or finally go socialized? So a lot of doctors are saying, to heck with this. And then, but you see, this is about you guys. I don't want your doctor missing something. If their primary concern is filling out paperwork or filling out the computer, their primary goal isn't you. It's supposed to be you. But you don't want any distractions, and these computers are distractions, and these guidelines, and what these insurances and hospitals want are distractions. The 1-877-DOC-LE.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this comes from CNN. They say there's a poll that shows Medicare for all is confusing to most Americans. Oh, you think? I remember when McCain and Obama were debating what they were going to do for health care. I don't know. I mean, here I am, you know, going through all the years of medical school and all the years of practice, and I didn't understand what either of them were talking about. So Medicare for all is the big one of the big spotlights for the 2020 presidential campaign. And they say most Americans don't know what the hell it is. A new Kaiser Family Foundation poll released Tuesday found that the majorities of those polled have mistaken views about the government-run program backed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who's an independent that's leading the candidate for the Democratic nomination. And nearly 7 in 10 Americans think they would continue to pay deductibles and co-pays under Medicare for all, Kaiser said, when in fact they would not. And some 54% wrongly believe that individuals and employers would continue to pay premiums. Okay. All right. Well, now, remember, this is coming from CNN. So people want the American public to be fans of this fantasy plan. And remember, I'm reading this from CNN. Okay. So it's not my opinion, per se. But in general, my opinion is it's a fantasy plan. But people want, if they want a Democrat to win in 2020, they want people being on board and in love with Medicare for All. And no, you're not supposed to be paying your $1,200 a month insurance premiums if you have Medicare for All. Medicare shouldn't be included. However, Bernie Sanders pointed out there are going to be taxes. The employers are going to pay way more taxes than individuals, but we're getting taxed to pay for it. Whether the tax is cheaper than premiums or more than premiums, that's to be decided. So they don't want people wrongly believing that you're going to still have to pay these crappy Obamacare premiums. They say almost the same share think that those who currently get health insurance through their jobs or buy it on their own would be able to keep their plans, when in fact the current proposals would essentially do away with private insurance altogether. So when people say, oh, yeah, so Medicare for All, whoever wants it will have it. I'll still have my Blue Cross Blue Shield, or I'll still have my Aetna or my United. No, 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 no. If nobody's going to buy Aetna or Blue Cross or United anymore, they go bye-bye. If the government isn't going to subsidize your premiums under Obamacare because they need to now put all their money and time into Medicare for All, remember, they don't really like insurance companies. The government, if we're going socialized. Government-run healthcare is the plan, the long-term plan for a more socialized setting. So, even if they say, oh, yeah, you could keep your Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, I don't see how it's still going to exist. Or it's going to go up in enormous price. So, there's one aspect for Medicare for All that the vast majority of those polled did understand. Some, 78%, say taxes would increase for most people under the plan. Okay, so they didn't know the taxes are going up. So Medicare for All is being championed by the Democrats. And there's some Republicans going, oh, this is starting to sound good. And the reason why is because we're getting desperate. Obamacare screwed us over so bad with our premiums that I am hearing conservatives go, you know what, to hell with it. I need health insurance for my family. And, I mean, I got to be honest with you guys. If I have to pay $1,200 a month or $1,000 a month and have a $12,000 deductible, or the government says, look, you could hop on our Medicare, it's a no-brainer. I don't want to lead us to a socialized health system. I want to fight it tooth and nail, but if we're going to have it, I'm going to use it because I'm paying for it. I don't get to opt out of paying taxes. So if my tax dollars are already going to it, I might as well use it. And that's how they're getting everybody, or they will get everybody on board. And if we don't go for Medicare for All, private insurance is going to get cranked up, and it's going to get so bad that we're going to be crying for socialized medicine. And we predicted this back in 2009. I told you guys, once we rejected the private option, which was a smart move at the time, and said no private option, or public option, I meant, no public option, because we knew the public option would screw everything over. Sebelius and Pelosi and Obama came up with the Affordable Care Act. And we're like, okay. So they're like, all right, you want private insurance? You're going to get private insurance. Yeah, well, it's not real private insurance, right? premiums skyrocketed. The way they designed it, it was so bad. And mind you, I love how pre-existing conditions can't be an excuse for insurance companies anymore. But the insurance companies made it work for them. They go with the fine. Everybody pays more. And so it was inevitable, and we knew it was going to be inevitable. If Trump wins and he does not come up with a better healthcare system, and I really don't see how he can, well, because once Obamacare was put in place, it's really hard to reverse some of the stuff. It's going to be like kicking the can down the road. Now, me, you know, I don't know when I'm going to be Medicare age. It's going to be coming up in the next couple decades. I want Medicare to exist. If I'm too old to work and I can't pay premiums, I want Medicare existing for me. Right now, it's supposed to be there for the seniors. A lot of older people are worried, more middle-aged people are worried, that we start to do this Medicare for All, it won't be there. Others say, oh, you guys are just overreacting. You know, everybody was panicking in the 60s. Right, about Medicare, and look, we made it work, and it's still around, and it's still vibrant, and it's still thriving. It's thriving, but it's not as good as it's supposed to be. I'm hearing a lot of people are coming out of pocket, or they have weights, or they're not getting treated in time, or they're not getting admitted to the hospital because of that little loophole. If you get readmitted, the hospital doesn't get paid, so the hospital doesn't want you. So there's a lot of BS that's going on, but it's going to get worse with Medicare for All. On Medicare for All, everyone would be enrolled in a government-run program that would provide comprehensive benefits with no premiums or out-of-pocket charges. Now, Sanders still hasn't specified how it would cover the price tag. Some people think it's going to be $32 trillion over 10 years. Tax hikes, I don't think, will cover it. Sanders says that most Americans will come out ahead because they won't have to pay for coverage or care. Now, some candidates, such as House Democrat leaders, are supporting more moderate proposals that would expand coverage. Well, see, here's my thing. Why does everything have to be a, you know, a cannonball into a pond? Why don't we expand Medicare to 60 on up? No, that's not going to work. Because we need people to vote for us. You see, this Medicare for All is to get the votes. Throw something out there that a 25-year-old will say, oh, that sounds good. So what we really should do if we're going to expand Medicare is do it slowly. Do baby steps, but you won't get the votes that way. The only way you'll get the votes is if you promise everybody everything, that everybody's going to benefit, like right now. So we're going to do it wrong. I don't mind expanding Medicare to more younger individuals, but do it slowly. Very slowly. So our healthcare system, you know, it really has a lot to be desired. And there's not enough money. And what I think we need to do, if we're going to move forward, is try to put the next political election aside, which won't happen, and just figure out how we're going to bring premiums down and how we're going to have people budget for their medical, have people save money. But I think the problem is too far gone that it's just easier to go, well, yo, let's just promise everything and then just print out more money. 1-877 Doc Sally.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.